Welcome to Raising the New Earth podcast. I'm your host, Noah Dory, an artist, holistic nutritionist, and a mother, here to share my experience and engage in new perspectives in health, food, nature, consciousness, and spirituality. Together, we'll be exploring our biospiritual connection with motherhood and Mother Earth. Take a listen. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Raising the New Earth podcast. I'm your host, Noah Dory. And if you guys are planning on traveling anytime soon, then you need to know about radiation and, most importantly, what to do about it. So what is radiation? Radiation, you may think a medical treatment of some sort. You may also think about exposures via scans or electronics. Simply put, radiation is energy given off by matter in the form of rays or high-speed particles. It is used as medical treatment. It's also used in medical scans such as x-rays, CT scans, and MRIs, although MRIs contain a different type of radiation. Other man-made sources of radiation are EMFs, electromagnetic fields, including cell phones use, computers, any devices really, Wi-Fi routers, radios, TVs, and other electrical appliances. Airports and airplanes contain an increased amount of radiation. It can also come from a big source such as nearby cell phone towers and the frequency that they emit. Nuclear disasters can also result in a dangerous amount of radiation exposure. So radiation exposure can be also passed down through generations. So why is radiation a concern? Well, if you have a sensitive nervous system, you may feel a little more agitated, more tired, more zombie-like state, I call it, migraines, headaches, fatigue, unexplained laziness, which is really not laziness, it's your body trying to adapt to the radiation. So radiation is a huge concern because it speeds up the aging process. But honestly, that's the least of our worries. Secondly, it lowers the function of the immune system, which basically leaves our bodies very weak when we come across life's pathogens, bacteria, and so on and so forth. Number three, radiation has also huge impact on childhood development, cell growth, brain function, fertility, and more. So please, 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 if you see your kids sitting down, and even if you are sitting down with a laptop on your lap, this is no bueno. Make sure you put a pillow underneath it. Get some stickers, you know, EMF blocking stickers on that device, but please do not put any device directly on your lap. Do not put your cell phone in your bra. Do not put your cell phone by your pelvic area. Don't do it, all right? So be very aware that your children don't do it, and also limiting the amount of exposure will help. So what can we do about radiation exposure? If you find yourself traveling a lot, if you find yourself in those states of fatigued and a little brain fog, I like to call it, in those states where you know you're not your vital self, then you may want to try avoiding processed foods as much as possible, removing some of the higher inflammatory foods such as gluten and dairy and processed sugars, and just stick to a little cleanse if you can. Try to incorporate cilantro, wild blueberries, not regular blueberries, wild blueberries usually found in the frozen aisle. Good high quality, heavy metal tested spirulina and barley grass juice powder. That will increase detoxification of the body, because what happens is these ingredients work together to remove heavy metals and radiation from our bodies. You can check out Medical Medium's heavy metal smoothie recipe. It is fantastic. Or just incorporate those foods that I just mentioned throughout your day. Another one is focus on foods that really support and assist us, such as we got aloe vera. You can make an aloe vera water at home. If you have an aloe vera plant, just you can fillet that plant. You cut a little 1-inch sleeve of that plant, cut the knife right in the middle, take out the gel, put it in a blender with about 2 to 3 cups of water blended on, you know, in a blender and drink that. So aloe vera is amazing. People don't know that, but aloe vera being taken internally can actually help us remove mold as well from the body. So aloe vera, apples are amazing, bananas, artichokes, cherries, cranberries, figs, ginger, huge anti-inflammatory, grapes, kiwis, lemons, limes. Starting your day with lemon water or lime water is an amazing detox for our liver. It's a cleanse. It's a gentle detox for the liver. Doing it daily before your coffee, if you do drink coffee, or before anything else is tremendous. Onions, oranges, raw honey is incredible. So drizzle raw honey on your berries if you'd like. Sweet potatoes, tangerines, and cruciferous vegetables are all can all assist us in getting rid of some of our heavy metals. Another group, also, it's important to mention that all these groups, all these vegetables are provide us with great sources of calcium, magnesium, and potassium, and that help us to prevent radiation absorption in the body. Another group of vegetables is sea vegetables. Dulse, for example, contains antioxidants that help us protect our thyroid from radiation's effect. It helps remove radiation from the thyroid and can be helpful to as a cancer preventative as well. You can try anti-radiation tea if you combine Atlantic kelp, dulse, dandelion leaf, and nettle together. Let it sit for like 15 minutes to make sure it really absorbs the full potency of those beautiful weeds and herbs, and drink it throughout the day. Another one that is important to try and important to mention is a relatively new field of science. It's called biogeometry. And biogeometry is something that honestly I started incorporating into our home and into my life about, I want to say, 2 years ago. So what it does, this field of science is specifically designed to speak to what is going on with the EMF world. So instead of crowding out the radiation, which is really impossible to do, you know, 100% of the time, it really works with the fields of energy that we just talked about. It uses a designed language of shapes and color and sound and motion and wave configuration to induce harmony into our biological subtle energy system. There is a doctor by the name Dr. Kareem. He's an Egyptian doctor that came out with an amazing book. You should check out his book. It's called Hidden Reality. And he also has lectures on YouTube. He explains how biogeometry works and how it allows us to form natural designs that help to reconfigure those wave configurations that the EMF gives us. So basically, it's aligning our body. It's our bodies. It harmonizes subtle energy quality, the BG3, as he calls it. The term biogeometry was coined by Dr. Ibrahim Karim, and it is composed of the roots geo, which is earth, and metry, which is measurement. Bio is life, biogeometry. Earth measurement, as in land surveys. So biogeometry is the measurement of the life energy of the earth, including all life systems within it. So I encourage you to check out his book so you can learn more. So something that we've incorporated in our home is we've incorporated, if you look at his work, then you'll see that wearing something like this, even though, I mean, this does help me. I don't feel as dizzy wearing it. It's a pendant. It's a biosignature pendant. But I'm replacing it with something even more effective very soon, as soon as it's back in stock. But wearing something like a pendant biosignature, which is a special branch of biogeometry, is what it does. This is done by precisely constructing linear diagrams that have the same geometric resonance configurations as specific vital energy patterns within the organs of the body. So they're similar to Chinese peripheral energy meridians, but they're related to the energy flow within the organs, which then play a really major role in forming the organ's functions. So, you know, a side testament, I don't feel dizzy anymore. And I used to feel it a lot because my clinic is virtual. I do a lot of things with the devices. And despite using EMF stickers, this has really, really, really helped me. Really helped me. And something else that also helped me, there is a home kit that you can buy, and it's good for 3,000 square footage. You can put it in the middle of your home, maybe the kitchen area or your office. And that helps with the biogeometry process as well. So check out his book. He's really phenomenal. Consider the safe removal of any amalgam fillers, because what happens is that when we have amalgam filler, they then operate as an antenna. So they basically attract all the EMF radiation that we don't want in our body. So consider, when I say safe removals, I mean, if again, if you have any chronic illness, if you're battling any nervous system issues, the way that you can go to a biological dentist, or you can go to a normal dentist, but you need to express your plan of attack. For me, I replaced my amalgam fillers with white fillers, and I did it one tooth per 2 weeks, about something like that. And then at some point I did two at the same time. But make sure you take a really good binder before and after, and that your detox pathways are open, because if you're going to remove all these heavy metals and it's going to go back to your bloodstream, it's going to be really difficult for your body to battle everything. And so when you do that, make sure you work with a healing practitioner of some sort, or go to a biological dentist so he or she can help you with that. Once you go through the removal of the amalgam fillers, then you want to consider ion foot bath detox, because as we know, heavy metals are linked to major illnesses like cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, autoimmune conditions. And these heavy metals then cause inflammation, primarily affecting our neurological, hormonal, and immune system. So the daily exposure to heavy metals, and especially after removing the amalgam fillers, you want to make sure that you find a place that has ion foot bath detox, because that is a very gentle, non-invasive way to remove heavy metals from your body. And you'll see the different colors that come from your feet. I have it in my clinic. I do it with all my clients, and I do it on myself and my kids. Another thing you want to consider after removing your amalgam fillers, or in general, is finding a place where it has far low EMF infrared sauna. Infrared saunas provide incredible treatment for, they're gentle, they're soothing, they're effective for inflammatory diseases and any radiation. The main difference between infrared sauna and regular sauna is that infrared sauna usually goes up to 140 degrees Fahrenheit, while traditional saunas can go to 195 degrees Fahrenheit. And another difference is that infrared saunas and traditional saunas conduct heat differently. Traditional saunas use a single heater that heats up the hair, which then heats the user, the person. And infrared saunas are really advanced therapy to promote generation in the body, cell rejuvenation, with only a really small percentage of the heat heating the air. And the results is you are sweating not as much as you would in a regular sauna, but you are sweating to promote that heat regeneration and generation in the body. Another tool to help you rid your body of heavy metals and just enhance the biological rhythms of your body is trying a PEMF mat, pulse electromagnetic field technology. Those mats combat inflammation naturally. By providing natural frequencies, it improves neurological, hormonal, and immune system balance. So this is the list, you guys. I know it sounds like a lot, but decide what it is that you want to do, and just check back in with yourself. What it is that I'm feeling? Am I feeling overwhelmed? Am I feeling that unexplained headache or dizziness or fatigued? And do I even feel melancholic or more depressed today? What is the reason behind it? So If you have any of these things, if you got, you know, if you are exposing yourself to EMF day in and day out, then you are exposing yourself to radiation. So I think the power is knowing what to do about it and not just putting our body into scarcity and fear, because that doesn't help anyone. All right. So if you have any questions, feel free to send us an email at raisingthenewearthpodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe to our channel and hit that like button. Thanks, and I'll see you later. Bye. Hope you guys enjoy this conversation and this episode. Don't forget to sign up to my new 360 wellness course on my website, naturallynaw.com/courses, and receive 15% coupon code when you mention Raising the New Earth podcast. Sending you love and light. Until next time.